Delling Pole, London Bridge Terror Attack, The Good, the Bad, and the Shameful. By James Delling Pole on November 30, 2019. Terrorist attacks often reveal a country at both its worst and its best. Yesterday's atrocity, in which a Muslim terrorist Usman Khan murdered two passersby before being shot dead by police, was no exception. Here is the good news and the bad. The good news. Ordinary people have had enough. This was the clear message from social media yesterday. People were overwhelmingly jubilant that a vicious killer had been taken down quickly and ruthlessly with what sounded, from the much-shared video footage, like two headshots. My suspicion is that the general public are way to the right of almost all politicians on this issue. The political class, see below, is still more eager to persuade us that radical Islam isn't a threat than it is to take serious measures to protect us from it. But the public's evident impatience, and obvious desire for tougher measures, is a sign that this complacency will not last. The bulldog spirit endures. How inspiring it was that so many passers-by felt compelled to have a go, without the slightest concern for their personal safety. The rugger player passing in the Mini who got out to kick the terrorist's head in. The off-duty British transport policeman who seized one of the huge knives and retreated gingerly. As well you might when surrounded by armed police who might well be looking to shoot anyone carrying a giant ball at a terrorist incident. And, of course, the guys with the fire extinguisher and the narwhal's tusk. We often worry, well I certainly do, that if ever another major war were to break out, the woke, emasculated and unpatriotic younger generations would be utterly incapable of rising to the challenge. But maybe there's hope for us yet. The fire extinguisher and the narwhal's tusk. Because the incident broke out in Fishmongers Hall, one of London's ancient guild halls, there happened to be a narwhal's tusk mounted on the wall. A narwhal is a type of whale, found in Arctic waters, with a large, distinctive tusk. One of our enterprising heroes seized it and used it to great effect against the terrorist. The other seized a fire extinguisher. This quick-thinking improvisation may well have saved several lives. The police. The bad news. Many more will die. There is still no appetite in the British establishment to deal comprehensively with the homegrown Muslim terrorist threat. This is clear at almost every level, what our politicians, both Labour and Conservative, are saying, what our senior police are saying. Many of them overpromoted no talents who only got the jobs because they pushed the right diversity or sexuality buttons. How our judicial system is handling the problem. Look at how concertedly our political class, with the collusion of the media, especially the BBC, sought to play down the Manchester Arena bombing when young girls were quite deliberately targeted and crippled or killed by a Muslim suicide bomber. Nothing has changed since. On a tactical level, yes, of course the police and intelligence services are trying to keep tabs on terror plots, of course, they respond when things do kick off. Strategically, though, the current, unwritten policy is, let's accept a few terrorist deaths are going to happen now and again. Better this than to take any condign measures that might be deemed Islamophobic. Till then, we are on our own. Sure, the police administered the coup de grace yesterday. But it was the great British public, not the authorities, which was largely responsible for preventing yesterday's death toll from being higher. Our legal system is allowing dangerous terrorists to roam the streets. Brendan O'Neill puts it well. That Islamist killer Usman Khan was out of jail on license is quite disturbing. He was not just some armed robber or major drug dealer. Criminals who might expect to be released after 5, 6 or 7 years in jail. No, he was a traitor to his country, a man who was born here and yet who plotted to unleash violent jihadism on his fellow citizens, whom he referred to as kuffars and dogs. Khan was part of a gang of men from Stoke-on-Trent, London and Cardiff who made plans to bomb the London Stock Exchange and pubs in Stoke. They also discussed killing the then mayor of London, Boris Johnson. During the trial, the judge described Khan, who was then 19, as one of the more serious jihadis in the gang. He genuinely believed in pursuing a holy war against disgusting, dog-like Britons. It was decided that he should never be released until it was clearly agreed that he no longer posed a threat to the public. But, following an appeal, this condition was later lifted, as The Guardian reports. He was released on license in December last year. And yesterday he murdered two people. So does Julia Hartley Brewer. The liberal left still makes our rules. Our politicians, including Boris Johnson's squishy conservatives, fear the criticism of the liberal left minority, especially the liberal left media, more than they do either the threat of terrorism or the wrath of the great British public. Until that changes, expect to see many, many more incidents like the one on Friday, some with much higher death tolls.